We're up to Yeshaya Perek Samach Aleph. Here Yeshaya talks about his purpose, and he actually is happy with the role that he was given in life. There were Nevi'im like Yirmiyah that complained that they had a difficult mission, that, you know, to go and rebuke the people constantly and to say Nevuahs about destruction, about the Churban. But Yeshaya says, Ruach Hashem Elokim Oloi, the Spirit of Hashem Elokim Oloi is upon me. Yan Moshach Hashem Osi, because Hashem has anointed me, He's given me this special role. A Navi wasn't literally anointed like a king or a Kohen Gadol, but it means he was given this greatness, Moshach Hashem Osi, Hashem anointed me, Levaser Anovim, to bring tidings to the humbled. Klal Yisrael has been humbled through the exile, and where Yeshaya is spreading the good news of the Geula, the redemption. Shalachani Hashem sent me, Lachavosh L'nishperei Lev, to bind up the brokenhearted, Likro L'shvuyim D'ror, to proclaim freedom for the captives, V'la'asurim, and for those who are imprisoned, Pekach Koach, they'll be released from their bondage. So Yeshaya has a good mission. Even though he had many nevuos, and there were some of rebuke, there were prophecies what would happen to the nations of the world, but if you would ask Yeshaya what's his mission in life, he has the good role of bringing the good news, informing us of the Geula, which he'll continue with this theme in the next psukim. Also, don't think that Yeshaya, when he's telling us the Besuros Toivos, the good news, was his own words. But Ruach Hashem Elokim Oloi, the Spirit of Hashem Elokim Oloi was upon me. That the words that Yeshaya said weren't just his own thoughts, but it was all with a word of prophecy that he said the good news for Klal Yisrael. Now, there's two types of people who have been going through the Golus. There are those who are going through the Golus, and there are Novin. They're humble, and they don't expect more than they're getting. They're tolerant, and they feel themselves humbled, and they're able to tolerate the difficult Golus. For that type of person, Yan Moshach Hashem Osi, Hashem anointed me. He gave me the greatness, Levaser Anovim, to bring the tidings to those who are humbled. And it doesn't need a special shlichus. They don't have to do nothing to correct or to change them. Just bring them the good news. Yeshaya has the great role of informing them of the Geula. And then there are those who are having a more difficult time in Golus. They're brokenhearted. There's a certain yush, they feel like giving up, and the situation is hopeless. For those people, shlochani, it's not enough that Hashem anointed me and gave me the great role of being the Navi, but it requires a special focus. Shlochani, Hashem sent me, lachavosh l'nishperei lev, to bind up the brokenhearted, like somebody who has a broken bone and he needs a splint, and you wrap the break so that it should heal properly. Those with a broken heart need also to be repaired, and that requires a special mission, a special dedication and involvement to tell Klal Yisrael and Golus, as difficult as it may be, as brokenhearted as you may feel, but don't give up. Hashem sent me lachvosh l'nishperei lev, to bind up the brokenhearted. And there are three different areas, three different inyonim that Yeshaya is going to discuss in his nevuas. Likro l'shvuyim d'ror, we're all shavuyim, we're all captives, we're trapped in the golus. There's no way. There are those of us who may be able to move to Eretz Yisrael, but even in Eretz Yisrael, it's not. It's also golus. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash. We don't have things the way they should be. And on this, and certainly not all of Klal Yisrael can pick up and leave. Whenever I think back when they went to build the second Beis Hamikdash, Ezra did not come with the initial wave of those Jews who came to build the Beis Hamikdash. Ezra, who was the greatest, stayed behind because his Rebbe, Baruch ben Iriah, wasn't able to travel. So he stayed with his Rebbe. It's certainly that way nowadays. Even those, you might think there are those who could physically pick up and move to Israel, but not all of us could. But we're all shavuyim, we're all trapped and imprisoned in Golos. So there's that mission of Likro li shvuyim Daror, to proclaim to those that are captives, Daror, that you're free. And then there are those who are in even a greater bondage. Vlasurim pekach koach. There are those who are literally chained. They're in bondage. They're locked up. Matir asurim. The asurim, those that are in bondage. Pekach koach. Pekach is to open up koach from their captivity. Or koach could mean to take them out of their captivity. Pekach koach, and to release them from their bondage. That's the first thing. Yeshai is coming to say, we're going to get out of this gullus. The second point is that there'll be a reckoning that with the gullus we went through, we'll receive a reward for tolerating, and if we suffered because we're Hashem's people, if we suffered for being God's people, there'll be a reward that certainly will be rewarded for what we went through. And those that caused us suffering will be punished. Likro shnas rotzon Hashem. To proclaim a year of favor for Hashem, v'yom nokom le'elokeinu, and a day of vengeance for our Elohim. Again, it's Hashem is the one who's Hoyehovah V'iyah, who's eternal, who everything exists because of Hashem. There'll be a shnas rotzon Hashem, Hashem who controls the whole world, who the creators ever existent, will bring a shnas rotzon. There'll be a year of favor for Klal Yisrael. For the goyim, there's going to be a punishment. Hashem will appear as Elokeinu, our Elokim, our judge, the one who controls and punishments. There'll be the Yom Nakam Le'elokeinu, the day of vengeance for Hashem. And the Novi compares the two. If the punishment of the goyim is in a day, for the favor, it's a year. The goodness that Klal Yisrael will have will be much, much, much greater even than the suffering that the enemies have. There'll be a day of vengeance, but there'll be a year of rotzon. Likrosh nas rotzon Hashem v'yom nokom le'elokeinu. We'll be released from golus. And the second inyan is there'll be the reward and the punishment, and Hashem will settle the accounts. And there's a third matter here. Besides the fact we'll receive our reward for being faithful to Hashem all these years, but we'll be able to look back and we'll be comforted, l'nachem kol aveilim, that Hashem will comfort all the mourners. We're like in mourning and we feel bad about what we went through. And yet, when Mashiach comes, we'll be comforted. We'll be able to look back and feel what we went through won't seem as tragic and as difficult, but we'll feel good about it. We'll be comforted. And now the Novi discusses exactly how the comfort will be brought to Klal Yisrael. I just wanted to point out, when Yeshaya started his Nevuah, Hashem anointed him with a greatness, Levaser, to bring the news of the redemption. And there are many words that the Gemara could have used to discuss and describe Klal Yisrael. The word is anovim, is those who are humbled. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yechof makes the point that anova, true humility, is one of the greatest levels possible. That a person has accomplished a lot, and we look at him as deserving of all the praise, and he himself is humbled to know it's all from Hashem, and he's simply doing his mission. And you can be a Moshe Rabbeinu who's the greatest, and at the same time Moshe Rabbeinu is the anov mikol adam. He's the most humble at the time that he's the greatest, that there's no Navi Od Kamosha. The Nevuah, the Geula's coming, Hashem says, Levaser Anovim, because Klal Yisrael has the humility. That's going to be the ones that are going to bring the Geula. So Yeshaya has these three goals, what he's going to tell us who are suffering in Golus. Will be released from the Golus. There'll be Schar V'Onesh. There'll be the year of favor for us, the retribution for the Goyim who caused us the suffering. And the third thing is we'll be comforted. L'nachem kol aveilim. And this nechama, this comfort, will come out in a few different ways. Also in three different ways. First of all, where are we sitting? An ovel, we know, sits on the ground. He's wallowing in the dust and in the dirt. Lassum lavele Tzion. Those that are the mourners of Tzion will be placed. Lassais lahem pe'er tachas sefer. They'll be placed in a different situation. To give them pe'er, splendor, tachas efer instead of ashes. It says by Eov, he sat in the efer. It means in the dirt, in the ashes, on the ground where it's all dirty. The simple meaning of the pasuk, as the Malbim learns, we won't be situated like a mourner who's on the ground, but we'll be placed in a different circumstance. Well, now in splendor instead of the ashes. The second thing that is known about an ovel is, besides the fact that he's on the ground, he's at the lowest point, he's on the dirt, he's been broken and lowered to the dirt. Besides that, physically, he doesn't take care of himself in the sense he doesn't bathe, he doesn't smear on oils and lotions and perfumes. His bodily care is neglected over his suffering. But the second thing is, Mashiach says, when you come, you won't be mourners of Tzion anymore. You'll rejoice. There'll be shemen sason tachas evil. There'll be shemen sason, oil of joy, instead of the mourning. It's reminiscent of Lag BaOmer, right? Bar Yochai at shemen sason, oil of joy. And the Matsuda says, because very often somebody would smear oil if he has a wound. He cut himself, so he has to smear on an oil. Here, it's not that kind of an oil. It's a shemen sason. It's an oil of joy instead of tachas evil, instead of his mourning. That's the second matter that will happen to the mourners of Tzion. The third thing is mate sehilo. There'll be a cloak of praise, tachas ruach keho, instead of a dim spirit. And ovel, besides the fact he's on the ground, besides the fact he's dirty and unkempt and he doesn't have the lotions, besides that, his whole spirit is dimmed and the future looks bleak, and he realizes he's lost his close relative, or he's the Avele Tzion, we've lost the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina. But now he'll be also the Mate Se'ila. He won't feel like he's wrapped up with a broken spirit and with difficulty, but it'll be a wrap of Te'ila, praise, instead of Tachas Ruach Keon, instead of that dim spirit. he'll be surrounded with praise, and he'll take pride in the new reality. That's what the news of the Nevuah will bring about. We're all the mourners of Tzion. But when Mashiach comes, every different aspect will change. V'koro lahem elei hatzedek. And they'll call to them elms of righteousness, like the elm tree. Elei, it's a type of tree. Ka'elo v'cho'alon, it's a type of tree, an elo, an elm. Hatzedek of righteousness. And the way the Metzudas describes, there were certain trees that were planted that had a certain symbol. I don't know, imagine like if you had a freedom tree and everyone would plant these trees to remember that the importance of freedom, you know. You tie a yellow ribbon around the tree to remember, you know, you identify with the soldiers in combat, or, you know, people will do certain things like that, becomes like a symbol. And they plant trees, and that tree is a symbol of tzedek, that we have to be righteous. And occasionally you'd have a gathering and people would come together and discuss about how to correct the problems of society. That's the Elei HaTzedek, the tree, that tree, the Elah, will be called the Elei HaTzedek. You, Klal Yisrael, will be called the Elei HaTzedek, like these trees, the elm trees of righteousness. That people say, oh, there's a Jew, let's gather together. And that would be like a symbol. When you see a Jew walking down the street, that's a symbol that we really got to do the right thing and correct our behavior. They'll call them Elei HaTzedek, the elms of righteousness, Mata Hashem Lehispoer. It's a planting of Hashem, Lehispoer, in which to glory. That Hashem will feel the glory that this is Klal Yisrael that He's produced. By the way, just to mention in this pasuk, we talked about pe'er tachas efer. Instead of sitting in the dirt, in the ashes, you'll be residing in splendor. The Gemara also learns out in Bava Basra, on Daf Samach, that at the greatest moment in a person's life, when he's getting married and he feels that simcha, there's a minig to put on the head of the chosan, to put ashes to remember the churban. Im lo alas Yerushalayim arosh simchasi. So on the place of his head, where he would have the glory of tefillin, pe'ercha chavosh alecha, tefillin is described as the splendor that a Jew wears. But now that we're in Golus, instead of having tefillin on that spot, there are times we put ashes on the top of the head to remember the churban. But when the geula comes, we'll have Pe'er Tachasefer. It'll always be the glory. It'll always be tefillin in the splendor. It won't be any more ashes to remember the suffering. Uvonu Chorvos Olam. They'll rebuild the ancient ruins. Shomamos Rishonim Yikomemu. A ruin could be that the walls of the city collapsed, but people still live there. But it's a churv. It has to be properly built. Sometimes it becomes shomimos. That's even a greater stage. It's a wasteland. Shomimos Rishonim Yikomemu. There are wastelands from former times. And Klal Yisrael will come and they'll restore it. They'll once again establish it. And not only that, but it can be rebuilt, it can be fixed, but it's still old-fashioned and decrepit, but it's resettled. But v'chidshu orei chorev. The cities that have been destroyed will be chidshu, they'll be renewed. Shomimos dor v'dor. The generations' old wastelands, what's been destroyed from many generations, it'll all be rebuilt when Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael. And the nimshal is not just physically rebuilding it, but spiritually. Because we've discussed already, and we will discuss, that a lot of the work will be done by the goyim. We had in Perek Samach, Pasuk Yud, Uvonu Bnei Nechor Chomosayich. The Bnei Nechor, the foreigners, will build the walls of this city. Their kings will serve you. And we're going to learn shortly in a moment how the goyim will, in the next pasuk, how they'll take care of our physical needs. when Klai Yisrael will rebuild the wastelands and the ruins, it could be in a spiritual sense. Our purpose will be focused on Ruchnius, on guiding the world and serving Hashem. V'omdu zarim v'rod tzonchem. Foreigners will stand and they'll tend your flocks. Uvnei nechor, and the sons of the stranger, ikoreichem, they'll be your plowmen, those who plow the fields, v'chormeichem, and those who take care of the kerem, those who take care of the vineyards. The Malbim says zorim, the strangers here, is people that live in your own city, but they're not part of you, they're perhaps immigrants, they're foreigners, but they live in your city. B'nei Nechor is those who come from a strange land. Now, if you have sheep, you know that you have to watch who you give it to, because you'll give somebody your sheep to take care of, and you leave them for a few days, and the sheep disappear, they're gone, he left. You wouldn't necessarily give that to B'nei Nechor, those that are foreigners. B'nei Nechor, the foreigners, they can be your, take care of your fields, to do the plowing. The foreigners can be those who take care of your vineyards. The Zorim here means people, perhaps they were originally from other areas, but they're strangers, they're not your local populace. They're not one of you, but they live in your city. Those are the people you'll give your sheep to. But the Zorim will take care of the sheep. The B'nai Nechor will be your farmers and take care of the vineyards. They'll do your work. And the Gemara discusses in Baruchas on Daf Lamed Hey that the truth is, and you, even in this world, there are those like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the example. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't understand, how's a person ever supposed to learn Torah if he plows the field when he has to plow, and he plants when it's time to plant, and he harvests when he has to harvest, and he threshes when he has to thresh, and then he winnows, he'll spend his whole day, he'll never be able to learn. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, if we do the right thing and we serve Hashem, don't worry about the parnasa, the goyim will take care of it. There were certainly people like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there were a few that did like him and they were successful. For the rest of us that don't necessarily have that opportunity to not be involved at all and not to have any concerns, the Goyim will take care of everything. We might have to wait for Yemos HaMashiach for that. But certainly in Yemos HaMashiach, that will be the role of the Goyim that remain. There will be some Goyim there in Yemos HaMashiach, and that will be their role. And they'll be happy to serve Klal Yisrael. V'omdu zorim v'ro tzonchem. The zorim amongst you will take care of the sheep. Uvnei nechor that come from elsewhere. The migrant workers, they won't be coming from this. Maybe they will come from the Philippines and wherever else. And they'll tend the fields during the season. They'll be korechem v'chormechem. V'atem. The Malbim learned Zorim is the strangers that are in your city, but they're not one of you, but they live in your city, and they live in your city, and you'll give them your sheep to take care of. After all, they live next door, they're not going anywhere. The B'nai Nechar that come from a different land, they'll take care of the land. V'atem, and what is going to be your role? What's Klal Yisrael going to do? V'atem, Kohanei Hashem Tikoreyu. You'll be called the Kohanim of Hashem, the priests of Hashem. Just like nowadays you look at a Kohen, and we know V'kidashto, more is expected of a Kohen, he's got to be holy. He can't marry the same people we could marry, he can't go into the same places like a cemetery that we could go, and of course we're mechabed him to lane first. We treat him as he's special, because he is. But in the same way, the Goyim will now realize we're all like Kohanim in relation to them. You'll be called the Kohanei Hashem. And sometimes there's a Kohen who's not on active duty. He works like everyone else and you don't even see that he's really different. But Meshorsei Elokeinu, the Goyim will call us like you're the Meshorsim, the ministers of Hashem. You're the ones who serve Hashem. Yei Omer Elohim will be said about you. you'll be the Kohen on active duty. They'll say, you're the Mesharsei Elokeinu, you're the ones who serve Elokeinu. They'll feel it's their Hashem also. But Klal Yisrael is the ones who serve Him. Chel Goyim Tochelu. But the comparison continues. Just like the Kohen subsides on the presence that Klal Yisrael give him, there are 24 Matnos Kahuna, presence of the Kahuna. There are certain things they receive from the Korbonos. There are certain things like Pidyon HaBen, you give them money. They get a share of the crops. So too, Chel Goyim Tochelu. You'll eat the wealth of the nations. And just like we honor the Kohanim, Uvichvodom Tis Yamoru. And you'll pride yourselves in the glory that now the Goyim have. Right now the Goyim have the glory for themselves, they'll now give that honor to Klal Yisrael. Tachas Boshtechem Mishneh. Instead of the boshes that you had, you felt ashamed. But now Mishneh, you'll have a double measure of honor. Uchlimo Yaronu Chelkom. And instead of the humiliation, the disgrace, Yaronu Chelkom, now Klal Yisrael will sing out about that portion that they have. Or Rashi explains, Tachas Boshtechem Mishneh, you had a double share of embarrassment. Uchlima Yaronu Chelkom, and you sang out, you called out, we're being humiliated and disgraced. That's how they would bemoan their share. But when the Geula comes, Lachem Ba'artzom, therefore, in their land, Mishneh Yiroshu, they'll have a double portion. Simchas Olam Tieh Lohem, they'll have an eternal gladness. The way the Malbim learns, Tachas Boshtechem Mishneh, instead of the busha, the shame that you felt in Golus, Mishneh, you'll have now a double measure of honor. Uchlima Yaronu Chelkom, and there were Goyim who would call out to Klal Yisrael. They would sing about the disgrace of Klal Yisrael, and they disgraced us. But now those same Goyim will acknowledge that, look at Klal Yisrael. Lachain, therefore, Ba'artzam Mishneh Yiroshu. In the land they'll have a double portion. Simchas Olam Tielohem. Instead of being in Golus, they'll have an eternal joy. And instead of being in Golus, they'll be on their land, Ba'artzam Mishneh Yiroshu, they'll be in their land with a double portion. The Gemara refers to this, and the Gemara says in Chagiga on Daf Tesvav, Hashem prepares for everybody a portion in Gan Eden and a portion in Gehenna. If he ends up a Rasha, he gets his chelik and the tzaddik's chelik in Gehenna. He gets a double share of Gehenna. And if he's a tzaddik, he gets his share and the Rasha's share in Gan Eden. He gets a double share in Gan Eden. And some of Forshim explain, because the truth is, somebody who's a tzaddik, it was doubly hard for him seeing the way the Rasha lives. The things that the Rasha had success and was able to enjoy that the tzaddik couldn't, and yet he persevered. So he deserves that double portion. And the Rasha that persisted in the evil ways, even though he saw a tzaddik, he deserves the tzaddik's share in Gehenna. But that's this pasuk. Lochein ba'artzam. And their land could mean the eternal land, meaning Gan Eden. Mishneh Yiroshu. Klal Yisrael, the tzaddikim, will have a double share. Right? Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. And the pasuk is, Va'amei kulam tzaddikim, they're all tzaddikim, l'olam yirshu oretz. They'll always inherit the land. The land over there means Gan Eden. And here also, Ba'artzam Mishneh Yiroshu, the tzaddikim will have a double share in Gan Eden. Pasuk Ches. Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat. Because I, Hashem, ohev mishpat. I'm the one who loves justice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be a fair system. The tzaddik should have his reward. And Hashem's love of justice is so great that Sonei Gozel Ba'ola, Hashem hates an Ola, a carbon Ola that's brought through robbery. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed gives a mashal to this. And the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, my dichsi, what's the pshat in our pasuk here? Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat, sonei gozel ba'ola, Hashem loves righteousness and justice, he hates robbery by a korban ola. Moshe l'melech basav adom shei over al beis hamechas. There was a king who was traveling, and he went by the place where they collect taxes. He went through the toll booth. Amar l'avodav, he said to his servants, tenu meches l'muchsin, give a tax to the collectors. Amar lo, so the servant says, v'alo kol ha-meches kulo shalchahu. Why should we pay the taxes? The taxes go to you. It's literally taking from your right pocket and putting in your left pocket. The king is paying the tax. The tax all goes back to the king. Amar lahem, the king said, mimeni yilmadu kol ovri drochim. I want to set an example. If I pay the tax when I go through, all the travelers will know they have to pay the tax, and they won't avoid it. So Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same type of example. Omar Hashem says, Ani Hashem Sonei Gozel Ba'ola. Everything we have in this world is Hashem's. If I steal your animal and I give it to Hashem, it was always Hashem's. I didn't really steal it. There was nothing really wrong. It's all Hashem's. But Hashem says, even if it's a carbon ola, where nobody eats any of the meat from the carbon, it's not like a chatas or a shlomim or a nosham, nobody's eating any of the meat, nobody's getting a kapara for an aveira, nobody is obligated to bring that necessarily. It's a carbon ola. A person on his own just totally wants to give it to be burned for Hashem. As Rashi says, Ava bisha kol sheli, vaf mitchila sheli hoisa. It's all mine, it was mine from the very beginning, but Hashem says, I'm like the king going through the tax collector, through the toll booth. I want to give the example. Everyone pays the tax, even the king. Hashem says, nobody steals. Even if it's mine and you're giving me what's mine, Ani Hashem ohev mishpat. Hashem says, I love justice. Sonei gozel ba'ola. Even if it's a korban ola, I hate that it should be through robbery. So certainly, Klal Yisrael that suffered, and it seems so unfair what we've gone through and how the goyim and the oppressors seem to get away with it. V'nosatifu losam be'emes. But now I'll repay their deeds in truth. We'll see that the true fulfillment of justice, uvris olam echros lahem, and I'll make with them a bris forever, an eternal covenant. V'noda b'goyim zarom, their children, their offspring will be known among the nations. V'tzeet so'ehem, and their descendants, or the Malbim learns tzeet so'ehem means the young ones. B'socho amin, they'll be known among the peoples. Again, the Malbim learns zarom, their children means the adults. And the adults have already accomplished, and they've gained, and they've become a success. They'll be known among the goyim. The goyim is the simple, the goyim, the nations on a lower level. But the geul is going to bring out a greatness that even vitzeet so'ehem, even the little ones who haven't learned too much, who haven't been trained as the adults, even the tzeet so'ehem, they'll be known not only among the goyim, but besocho amim, among the amim, and am, a nation, is those people that are more civilized, that are more cultured, that are the greater nations of the world. But the little ones of Klal Yisrael will be known, they'll be outstanding. Kol ro'ehem yakirum. Anyone who sees them will recognize them. You see the child running down the block and you recognize them and you say, oh, ki heim zera beirach Hashem. they are the seed that Hashem has blessed. Klal Yisrael will become on a greatness that even the little kids will be outstanding among all, and everyone will say, this is the ones that Hashem has blessed. At this point begins the Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim, but I'd like to finish the Perek. So let's see the next few Psukim. And now Yeshaya sings out a song. Till now he's said how the Geula is going to come and what's going to be accomplished. Sos osis b'Hashem. I'll have a tremendous rejoicing, an intense rejoicing with Hashem. Simcha is more of an internal feeling. Soson is when it just spills out and you can see on the outside the person's dancing. He has a sosong. Sos osis b'Hashem. I'll have this intense joy with Hashem. Togel nafshi be'lokai. A gila is a sudden excitement. It's internal. Something all of a sudden stirs a person that for something new happened. Togel nafshi be'lokai. My soul will have this gila, will exult be'lokai with my Hashem. Elokim is midas hadin, and Elokai means my Hashem, that Hashem supervises me. And when I see the hashkacha protis, what Hashem does for me, it'll become so evident at the geula, there'll be a gila, togel nafshi be'lokai, from the inside, there'll be a feeling of how Hashem is taking care of me. Ki he'll be shani bigdei yesha. Because Hashem has dressed me, Bigdei Yesha, with the raiment, the clothing of salvation. A levush, a garment, fits you to your size. And so too Hashem has dressed me, as he'll be shani with clothing of Yeshua, that I'm finally redeemed, the salvation has come to me. And that's what's causing this gila, this internal joy. And then when the goyim, the others, look at me from the outside, they see the me'il, like a robe, which is loose-fitting, it's over my clothing, and it's not as form-fitting as a levush. But what they see the me'il tzedakah yotani. They're now aware of my righteousness. They can point out to Klal Yisrael, these are the people of Hashem. And that causes the outward sosom, sos osis b'Hashem, that intense rejoicing with Hashem, because there's a me'il tzedakah yotani. It's evident that Hashem, that we're the ones who serve Hashem, we're the chosen one. Kechosan yechahen pe'er, like the chosan, the bridegroom, yechahen, who exalts himself with splendor. V'chakaloh, and like the kala tadecheleha, who bedecks herself with her jewelry. The Gemara learns out in Moed Katan, it gives you again a thought of how Kohanim should be treated. The Gemara says, how do you know a chassan? You sit at the head. That the chassan, when you have the gathering, the chassan could be a young person, and there could be people in the crowd who are much greater than him. How do you know that the chassan should be the focus, should be sitting at the head? The answer is kechosan yechahen pe'er. The chosan serves like a kohen, and a kohen is first. So if the kohen is first, the chosan should be as good as the kohen. Kechosan yechahen pe'er. But like the chosan, who's yechahen pe'er, who's again wearing this pe'er, he has this salvation, is like the garment that he's given. V'chakala, and like a kala tadechele, who puts on her jewelry, so too Klal Yisrael's righteousness, they'll put on their jewelry, they'll show their own righteousness. Ki cha'aretz totzi tzimcha, for as the earth sends forth its sprouts, u'cheganon, like a garden, zeru ehos atzmiach, that sprouts with the seedlings. Kain Hashem Elokim, so too Hashem Elokim, Yatzmiach Tzedakusi'ilo will cause righteousness and the praise to sprout forth Neged Kol Hagoyim in the presence of all the nations. There's a comparison to a seed that you plant and the honor and righteousness of Klal Yisrael that's going to sprout forth. Because when you plant the seed, it's in the ground and the seed disappears. After the wheat stalk has grown or the tree has grown, if you look in the ground, you won't find the seed anymore. It decomposes first. So to Klal Yisrael reaches its low point where it seems as if they're almost non-existent. They're like the seed that's not visible anymore. It's totally dissolved and decomposed. But just like from that seed that decomposes in the ground, something will sprout forth. Ki ha'aretz totzei tzimcha, like the earth that brings out the sprouts. Uchegano, or the garden, zeru'eho satzmiach, that sprouts forth the seedlings. So too from nothing, stuff starts to grow. Kein Hashem Elokim, so too in the same type of way, Hashem will cause the yatzmiach tztoku sehilo. The righteousness and the praise will sprout forth neged kol hagoyim, in the presence of all the goyim, where the goyim will see that the Yeshua coming from Hashem and the righteousness, the Maisim Toivim of Klal Yisrael, it'll all be evident to the Goyim at the time of the Geula. Okay, we'll stop here. All right.